Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Attention! It's the end of the show show, the end of the show show, the end of the show show, the end of the show show.
Hi, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show Show, summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning. I'm Gregor. Hi. Host of mornings here on 107.7 The End. We do nerd talk, news, and a ton more. Plus, the full 90 extra time podcast is almost ready to come back. That'll be fun, talking Seattle Sounders soccer. That'll be cool. Just typically talking about life, making some silly jokes here. If you're brand new to it, stoked to have you. I apologize for the poorly sung intro and outro music ahead of time. If you'd like to sing your own version, I'd be happy to use it. Oh, man. Snowing in Linwood right now, says Christina. Interesting. Yesterday I talked about going to Yosemite for the week, and when we left, it was 70-something degrees in Oakhurst, California, just some miles, 15 minutes south of Yosemite, and boy, I could sure go for that again. We're like, wow, it's kind of hot out. Should we roll down the window? Oh, if only. Yesterday I got home and it was beautiful out. We had some sunshine. It was still cold or whatever, but it was nice. And I looked down and there's our little tulips trying to pop out. What are you doing? Good to see you. I just like randomly bought some tulips at the tulip festival, as one does, a few years ago. And then like I left them outside and they just, you know, they die and go away or whatever. And then I noticed around this time that there was that the bulbs were starting to pop open. And so I just buried them without telling my wife, hoping that maybe they would grow. And they did. And then they grew and died. I didn't take care of them last year. And here they are again, trying again. This is so cool. Having tulips is the best. I didn't realize that they were going to be so long-lasting, I guess, is the right thing. When does the tulip festival start? Is that soon? I feel like it's not till spring. Still in the dead of winter right now. Got to figure out a way to spice it up here a little bit, because this is when life really starts to drag. Have you felt it yet? Where are you at right now with it? So I just had a birthday, and finally I'm getting old enough where I like take going to the doctor a little bit more seriously. And I went in yesterday just to like get a new doctor near my house since I moved. And the doctor sits down and goes, okay, I was looking through your chart here, and you got to take care of these massive problems that you have? I'm like, what are you talking about, massive problems? My previous doctor, there's like this, like, I won't get into it, but like there was like some significant issues with this blood work that I got done that he didn't tell me about. I don't know if he didn't want to alarm me or what, but I spent the last year not knowing anything was wrong where I could have made some simple changes to my life. Imagine going in just to be like, I'm going to get a new doctor today, and that's going to be cool, and I'm going to feel responsible and walk out, and instead being hit with like, hey, you could be dying two different ways. Now, I'm not dying two different ways, but like I could be. Had a rough night last night, let me tell you. I woke up this morning feeling like pretty much like garbage. Has anyone ever done any therapy? I've got a couple friends who are real dirtbags. Dirtbag's not quite it, but I just don't want to swear. And now they're in therapy and they report that their life is better than ever. And I'm like kicking that around too. Let me know your experience with that. That's cool. All right. What's going on? What's here? Oh, finally, a little bit of good news about coronavirus.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
The first confirmed victim of that Wuhan clan coronavirus in America has finally gone home. Oh, what a terrible title to hold. The Snohomish County man who returned from China with the newest Chinese flu gets to pack it up and head for his abode, leaving the hospital in Everett. Meanwhile, a Bellevue boy and his mother finally figured out how to escape from China after all flights to the U.S. were cut off. They had to go through Taipei, and now they'll be held in quarantine for 2 weeks. Nightmare for his parents to get childcare, but imagine having 2 weeks off of school as a 9-year-old! That's literally a fortnight of Fortnite! Amazing. The owner of that McDonald's on 3rd and Pine, what a tough corner to be on, is donating $20,000 to the families victimized by the shooting a couple weeks ago. Nicely done. That's a lot of Big Macs and chicken nuggies you gotta sell there, buddy. And the once longest running Washington Ferry has sold on eBay for over $200,000. Cha-ching! Whew, that's a lot of dough. Some dude bought it a few years ago with plans to make it into a floating restaurant in Florida, but couldn't get his act together. Decided to resell it. I say you make it into a houseboat and park it next to the other much cuter ones in South Lake Union. Ooh, or make it into a bikini barista barge, yeah!
You just got news.
What could you build onto a ferry? Like, that'd be so cool to have. I mean, I'm terrified of giant ships. I would never want to operate one on my own. You'd probably have to have a staff of a bunch of people and engineers and stuff like that. But what would you build onto it? How about, like, a remote control airplane? Like, deck? So you could have, like, an aircraft carrier for remote control planes? That'd be fun. Oh, that would be super cool. You could, like, build condos into it and charge Seattle rates and make a ton of money. Make back that 200 grand real fast. Now, we're talking about the coronavirus a minute ago. This is what's crazy to me is, like, no people have really been affected compared to the world population, right? Compared to the population of the U.S. But if you want to break it down, like, five people have died or something like that here, which is terrible. Anyone that loses family members, that sucks. But the flu has killed, like, 8,000 people this year. And all the news is about the coronavirus coming over from China. You know, the coronavirus coming over from China. I can't figure out what the big deal is about. Unless they're not telling us something that we need to know. So I'm just being ridiculous. Having fun today, despite the fact that I secretly am terrified on the inside. Oh, it's not secret anymore. That's crazy. Here's a headline that's crazy. Second Mexico monarch butterfly activist found dead. I'm reading from BBC.com on their world news. A second activist campaigning for the conservation of monarch butterflies and the woods in which they hibernate has been found dead in Mexico. Raul Hernandez worked as a tour guide at a butterfly sanctuary in the Michoacan state. His body, which bore signs of beatings and a head injury, was found 2 days after the funeral of Homero Gomez. Mr. Gomez managed a monarch butterfly sanctuary in the same state and had received threats, his family said. What? Who wants to beat a guy that's protecting butterflies? Like, what kind of monster are you? I can't even wrap my head around that. That's crazy. Oh, speaking of wrapping things around your head, Dyson's trying to get in that business.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
There's a new Dyson patent. You know the nerds who make the spendy super vacuums? Well, they're working on a hybrid over-ear headphone / air purifier. What? Does it protect you from coronavirus? Cat allergies at the very least? Imagine walking around downtown, though, with clean air blowing straight into your face. Not bad. Frustrating news from Fred Hutch, where a trial of an HIV vaccine has not produced the results anticipated. It has instead given participants the Godzilla virus and the world burns! Nah, it just didn't protect people from HIV like they hoped. Bummer, if you were one of the recipients. Ooh. And finally, you thought Banksy liked to troll. A mischievous artist took 99 smartphones, turned them all on, and launched the Google Maps app, then slowly rolled around in a wagon, creating fake traffic jams. Google sees that many phones moving slowly and thinks there's trouble. Who is this guy? Freaking Wario?
Wario your time. I'm gonna win.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Feeling good about the end of the show. Love having you along, despite being a little underprepared today. We just take my show for him every day, put some of the clips in, and have a little fun. Thanks for downloading. Thanks for telling your friends. Thanks for having another way to listen to my show if you can't listen to 4 hours straight. A lot of it repeats, I'm not going to lie.
The end of the end of the show show. The end of the end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
Thanks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.